There's so many things that are on the cusp. I mean, I find it absolutely incredible and exciting that a marker in your blood can tell you whether or not you have a particular cancer.
When former Vice President Joe Biden stopped through Boston recently to promote his cancer moonshot, he singled out one particularly promising technology. It's called a blood biopsy. Today in our series, This Moment in Cancer, WBUR's Kerry Goldberg looks at efforts to track cancer with just a blood test.
At age 37, Jennifer Hendricks has been living with incurable cancer for nearly 2 years, ever since she found out that her horrible back pain was actually cancer that had spread from her breast.
There you go. There it is. There's the vein. 1, 2, 3, and we're in.
All right.
I'm going to do my two other blood draws first.
She gets so many medical tests these days. Having one extra vial of blood drawn at Fairview Hospital in Cleveland is no big deal.
Filling up a big vial of blood in the name of science. Come on, blood. Go, go, go. Good.
This extra vial of her blood is actually making a bit of history. It will travel from Cleveland, where Hendricks lives, to the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard in Cambridge, one of the world's leading centers of research on genomics. And there, when researchers analyze its DNA, it will add to the burgeoning science of blood biopsies.
Blood biopsies are, I think, changing the field of genomic medicine, maybe even faster than any other approach.
Jesse Bohm is the assistant director of the Broad Institute's cancer program.
They've gone from fantasy maybe 5 years ago to, you know, smells interesting a couple of years ago, to now we've shown that you can get the whole thing from the blood.
The whole thing he's talking about is the DNA fingerprint of a tumor, which mutations it carries, what's driving the cancer. Traditionally, to get that DNA, doctors have had to surgically remove a chunk of tumor or insert a long, hollow needle into the patient's body.
Well, it just seems so far-fetched that out of a small tube of blood, you could have a lens into a tumor somewhere else in the body.
Todd Golub, the scientific director of the Broad Institute, never thought blood biopsies could work.
And it turns out that it's really possible now and is going to become a really powerful part of our armament against cancer.
Blood biopsies seemed so far-fetched because it's incredibly rare for whole cells to escape the tumor and float in the blood. But new DNA technology can find and analyze tiny fragments of tumor DNA, called cell-free DNA, in most patients. It's akin to the new prenatal tests that can find bits of the embryo's DNA in the mother's blood. In his lab at the Broad Institute, blood biopsy group leader Victor Adelsteinson isolates those fragments of DNA from the blood.
There are hundreds of millions to billions of these per sample.
If you think of your whole set of DNA as a book, its letters are the bases, A's, C's, T's, and G's. The Broad Institute's DNA sequencing machines analyze and reanalyze those letters, looking for cancer's telltale spelling changes among a sea of normal words.
We typically look at 10 billion bases worth of data per sample to figure out which positions in the genome are indeed altered in that sample.
It makes me tired.
It makes the computers tired as well.
Jennifer Hendricks, who had her blood drawn earlier, is one of the first patients to send her blood to Adelsteinson's lab as part of the Broad Institute's Metastatic Breast Cancer Project. It's a new program that lets patients anywhere in the country volunteer to share their medical records, tissue samples, and now blood for analysis. The results can't affect their treatment at this point, but they can help advance research. Adelsteinson has a special stake.
My mother actually had metastatic breast cancer, so this is something I'm very personally invested in and a major reason for why we built what we built.
They've built not just a lab, but a community of patients. More than 3,000 patients have signed up. And a community of scientists, nearly 100 researchers and doctors from an array of top Boston hospitals and universities that often compete, come together regularly to work on blood biopsies. Dr. Nikhil Wagle of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute hopes to use blood biopsies to guide how he treats patients. First, to decide which drugs to use based on the tumor DNA. Then, with repeated blood tests over time, to see how well the treatments are working. Say a blood biopsy finds that the amount of tumor DNA in the patient's blood is rising.
That tells me, oh no, the tumor's growing again. Maybe then I look at what the composition of that tumor DNA is again, and it tells me either what different regimen to use or what additional drugs to add.
So blood biopsies could help oncologists like Wagle fight cancer that develops resistance to treatment, leading to heartbreaking relapses. But it's a long way from research to the clinic.
Now, everything I said just now requires a ton of work to be able to make that a reality.
That's why, for all the buzz around blood biopsies, there's caution and some skepticism, too. It's early days yet. Blood biopsies still face some technical challenges, and the field still needs solid proof that they do help patients live longer. Greg Simon, who was the executive director of the White House Cancer Moonshot under Vice President Biden, calls blood biopsies a Hail Mary pass.
It's a Hail Mary pass because you might get it right a few times early on, but it's not yet a system. It's not science fiction, but it's not a strategy yet to really go out and save lives all over the country. But it might be, and some people think it will be.
Some people are betting a lot of money that it will be. A San Francisco startup called Grail announced last month that it had commitments for over $1 billion from backers of its work to develop a blood test that can even detect early cancer. But that sort of screening to try to catch cancer early is a notoriously tricky task. From mammograms to PSA tests for prostate cancer, they risk overdiagnosis, picking up cancer that would never have amounted to anything. Broad Institute Scientific Director Todd Golub.
I don't think we should rush to assume that blood biopsy as a screening test is either going to be technically feasible or even advisable.
For now, Broad researchers are focusing on using blood biopsies to understand cancer better and point the way to new drugs. But they also see blood biopsies as a way to expand the pool of patients whose treatment is guided by DNA. Currently, only about 15% of cancer patients have their tumor DNA analyzed. But the Broad Institute's Jesse Bohm says it's the wave of the future.
The path towards curing cancer isn't a magic bullet, but is expanding the number of individuals who are getting their genetics analyzed. And what will be 15% today will be 25% tomorrow, and that'll continue to expand until it includes everyone.
Jennifer Hendricks donated her blood, she says, in part to bring that future closer for her 9-year-old daughter and 5-year-old son.
I would love for them to live in a world where they don't have to go through what I'm going through.
She's about halfway through the 3-year lifespan doctors told her to expect. But she hopes that blood biopsies will help lead to new insights and treatments that could let her live for years longer, maybe even to see her 50th birthday. She says if that means sending in a little of her blood from time to time, she's more than happy to do it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.